Sarah had just celebrated her 9-year workiversary as a product manager. Though she was grateful for her job, Sarah was disappointed that she didn't get the promotion. Again. Sarah still hadn't moved up in the hierarchy despite how long she'd worked for the company. She had applied for a director role 3 times, and each time the leaders of the company said, "We need you exactly where you are because you do such a great job. We wouldn't be able to find someone as good to fill and replace your job." Sarah was flattered by their comments and took it as the biggest compliment for her work. Although she was disappointed about the promotion, she felt acknowledged for her efforts and happily continued her work. This resulted in 9 years passing by while she remained stagnant in the same position. She kept thinking, "How could the company do that to me again?" A couple of weeks later, Sarah shared her all-too-familiar disappointment with a friend who happens to be in a management position at another company. She casually asked Sarah who would take over her job if she landed the promotion. Sarah paused and thought, "Who would take over my position?" At that moment, she realized she was getting in the way of her promotion. Unfortunately, what Sarah didn't realize was that she was partially responsible for her situation. She was neglecting a key feature of her job as a manager. She ignored talent development. Sarah was unpromotable because she was the only person that could perform the mission-critical work in her role. She hoarded her work responsibilities and avoided developing others to take over her position, resulting in no one to take her place. She, inadvertently, was blocking her own career success by labeling it as job security. Sarah decided to follow the talent development model as she engaged in conversations with team members regarding their development. First, she focused on her team members' core ideals by asking, "What matters most to them? What are their core values?" She learned it's important to connect change and development to what matters most to each person to increase the likeliness of change taking place. Next, she explored each individual's personal qualities by discovering how each person is special, by asking, "What's unique about them? What are their strengths, gifts, and talents?" Sarah looked for team members that might be selling themselves short or who have great untapped potential. By knowing each team member's personal qualities, Sarah may have the opportunity to help them leverage their strengths differently. Third, Sarah looked at the future by discussing key aspirations. To what do they aspire? What is their best future? The intention of these questions is to understand what an exciting future looks like for each team member. This helps Sarah know what each person enjoys working on from a development perspective. What can I do to help them develop for their future career aspirations? Next, she focused on the options available by asking, "What is possible? What are some options for each team member?" During this point in the conversation, Sarah helps each team member explore and generate potential options based on their aspirations. For example, some team members' development opportunities may include taking on a struggling project, developing a new product, teaching a process or skill to a colleague, becoming a mentor or coach to others, or being awarded stretch assignments. Lastly, Sarah challenges her team members to take action by asking, "What are they going to do about it? How will they advance the action? What are they prepared to learn, invest, risk, and sacrifice to drive toward their aspirations?" The final part of the talent development conversation is for Sarah to get commitment toward the next steps. What will her team member do next as a result of the conversation? Sarah took action and started focusing on developing the talent on her team. She not only got her promotion, but she saw her team members engaged, committed, and efficient, increasing productivity significantly. Sarah's biggest regret is that she didn't start developing talent the moment she was awarded the management role. Remember, you add tremendous value to the organization and to your team by growing and developing others. Great leaders discover what is unique about each person and then find opportunities to develop it, which requires thoughtfulness and strategizing. Take a moment to reflect on each of your team members. What are their core values? What are their unique skills? Do they have any hidden talents? What are their career aspirations, skills, and abilities? How can you help them get there?